speaking now with Andrew McGuire of Applied Identity, and he's going to first start off by telling us a little bit about who Applied Identity is and what they do. Let's go ahead, Andrew.
Applied Identity was founded in 2004. We're a network security company, and we provide solutions that help enable the identity-aware network. What I mean by that is we have solutions that you can deploy internally on the network to protect critical assets. We leverage the identity infrastructure that you have already embedded in your network, such as Active Directory, and then use that to make control determination at the network level of who can access what applications. So in a lot of networks, they already have application-level access controls. We've really helped to secure the soft underbelly of the network by providing granular access based on a user's identity put at the network level.
Okay. Very good. Well, what I'd ask you is, can you, kind of apply that to the financial services industry? What might a typical deployment be within a bank or a credit union, or how are your products or services most often used?
Right. So, I think the most compelling solution for our product is typically deployed, as I mentioned before, in front of critical assets. So the organization has to identify and classify their data and identify the servers that data is stored on. Typically, we're deployed in front of those critical assets, and the users that are accessing those resources can, first of all, be audited. So you have visibility into the network of who is accessing what application and what server. We then have the ability to provide user, role, or group-based policies to be able to enforce those access permissions. And then we also enforce it, as I mentioned before, at the network layer. Now, the benefit of enforcing at the network layer is that users that don't have permission to access those assets don't actually see them.
Mm.
We actually cloak those resources. So typically a very flat network, if you go into Windows Network Neighborhood, you can see all the users on the network, all the resources, and we provide that ability to cloak those resources, so only the users that have access do actually see them.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is this a software solution? Is it hardware? How does it actually fit within your network?
So we're an appliance-based solution.
Okay.
So it is an appliance. We have a IdentiSphere manager, which is the management interface where you can create policies. It's also an interface into Active Directory or other LDAP directories. And so you have a central point of management of user identity within the network.
Very good. Okay, one more question for you, Andrew. You know, we're at the Gartner event, supposed to be predicting, security, information security concerns for the next 5, 10, 15 years. What do you see? In your own role at Applied Identity, what kind of foresight or what kind of trends do you notice?
So, I think networks are definitely becoming more and more complex as organizations start to move into things like IPv6.
Mm.
Access control is going to be very difficult to manage, and we're definitely starting to see the emergence of more identity being a very focal point within the network.
Mm.
The stronger the authentication of an identity and being able to grant access permissions to users based on that is going to be really significant. We're starting to see the emergence of role-based access control,
right,
which is along the similar lines. But in the next 5 to 10 years, the perimeter has been hardened, and now we really have to sort of focus on the internal network as a key point.
Very good. Very good foresight. Once again, Andrew McGuire with Applied Identity. Thank you.
Thanks.